Morning Show, come out of the Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Had a baby.
That's Bubble Gumpy. You know, he's Canadian Station's Beard and Water. Why?
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you, Saya.
Good day.
How you doing?
All's well. All's well.
Skates, how you doing?
How you doing? How you doing?
How are you doing?
Oh. Not good. Bad night. It was bad night. Tough night? It was dog shit night.
Tough night?
Tough night.
We'll go over it. Mitt, how are you doing, pal?
You know what, Tony? We've been better. Went 0-2 in the college basketball last night, but we got the association back.
What do you mean 0-2?
Ochai had eight missed different free throws and then 12 points. So he played great. He won player of the tournament. Shout out you. Great
shout
play.
Out. The national championship, North Carolina covers. Kansas wins.
What happened?
At half, it looked like it was going to be a rot.
It was Kansas, Miami all over again.
It was a story of two halves.
Why, when North Carolina was up and they just kept going down low, did they come out in the second half and just decide to start hoisting threes?
Because that one dude broke his ankle again, basically.
Well, not till
the very end of the game.
Yeah, not till later. I personally think Kansas started playing better defense, so North Carolina had to just start shooting from outside.
Yeah.
Kansas made a concerted effort to, hey, we're not fucking doing that anymore. But ended up being a pretty good ball game.
Very good.
Pretty good ball game, yeah.
It's a good tournament all around.
Yeah, the step out of bounds could have been a push, could have been a win, he could have missed both.
The way Kansas was shooting free throws, could have missed both.
Could have absolutely missed both. Pretty good tourney.
Yeah.
What was your, can you please?
The full year?
Please give out your record for the entire year.
Let's start with emphasizing. Is that the word?
Sure. Yeah.
Emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put emphasis that on every Saturday
50.
In college basketball, there's 120 games.
Yeah, at least.
So let's not.
That doesn't make this number sound any less insane. And?
I mean, pretty good. We're in the green. We're in the green.
Pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
733.
733.
587 and 11 pushes plus 30 units.
One more time.
733.
Okay, wins.
Wins. 587 L's.
Mm-hmm.
11 pushes for plus 30 units.
You bet on 1,331 basketball games this year. Plus 30 units.
It's college basketball.
Pretty good, baby.
Hey.
It's dedication.
Volume shooter, dude.
That's what I'm we impressed do. By the pushes. I thought there'd be a few more.
11?
Yeah, 11's not that many.
It is not bad.
A lot of halves in college basketball.
Yeah. It's a good year.
And Gumpy, you take a lot of money lines.
Yeah, I do. And going into the tournament, I think I was like plus 35 units, I think.
So
was
down a little bit.
It was a rough tourney until,
Final Four and championship.
I said it a million times. We'll get to the Final Four. We'll hit on the final. Let's walk it off.
A lot of people hit correct score last night because the fucking FanDuel put it right
so
out there.
So that was just the first option?
It wasn't the first option.
But it was on there?
It was close, though. It might have been the first fucking
option. I'm pretty sure it was the second option.
Yeah, because the first option was the one that I read originally.
Uh-huh. You read that one out loud, and then you said, oh, these are nice. And then
I did. They were all fucking right there for you. There was like three or four options, and then you had to drop down. And yeah, FanDuel took it on the shins last night as far as correct score went.
Yeah.
But I think they did well overall.
Yeah, the most bet thing on that game was UNC money line.
Yeah, which?
Which, Jesus.
If that would have happened.
I mean, Kansas is a, they make adjustments.
That was a good ball club.
Like they did. Remember, what did Miami score in the second half when they were up
15?
15.
Yeah.
They did that to somebody else, too.
Yeah, good second half ball club.
Yeah.
Thank you, college basketball.
It's a good year. It's a good year.
Great year.
Tell you what, I think I'm all in on the. I'm in on the association.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm like all the way in.
Oh yeah,
hell yeah.
I've dived into some trends and such today. Like before, I was kind of just doing it on the fly, just finding one I like. I'm all the way in.
Me
it's
too.
For playoff push here.
I mean, once college basketball, once March Madness starts, we turn our attention to the NBA NBA and NHL playoffs.
And the starters are out for
baseball for Thursday. I know.
Some old favorites.
I know.
Some old favorites on
We'll probably go over those a little bit tomorrow. Because, we'll have day games again. Forgot about day games.
Evaldi Cole is a day game. 2 o'clock start.
Okay.
Tell you right now, give me Red Sox plus a half.
I believe our good friend Ken Sig will be coming on Thursday.
There you go.
We'll see if Lefty stops in. Remember last year when Cutmaker was in Vegas for the Masters?
Is he there
in the hotel room? I reached out to him. I believe he is there again, so we will get an appearance from him tomorrow for the Masters, I believe, from Vegas. Mm-hmm. So we'll have some info because he hangs out with all the golf bettors out there from Vegas for this for the Masters week. Pretty big slate in the NBA and the association and as well as on the ice tonight. So we'll dive into that. NHL last night wasn't – I think I went 1-1.
Bees.
You did.
Bees won in fucking overtime.
Bees in overtime and Flames.
The Bees winning in overtime actually fucked both of us. Fuck, you guys had them regulation. I had them puck line.
Oh, yeah.
The Flames did edge out the Kings.
Oh, the Coin had a tough night.
And the Coin got slaughtered.
And Matthews has 54 goals.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't take the fucking Coyotes plus 2.5 like you were trying to get me to do. Oof.
They got spanked.
They got taken out back as well.
Tough scene. Tough scene.
Not off of back-to-back.
No. Absolutely not. So tonight we got NBA, NHL. Pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Champions League. How's that going right now?
Liverpool's up 2-1. Benfica just scored. The Atletico plus 950 money line is very much alive. It's 0-0 at half. Atletico has parked the bus. Feels like maybe
Atletico will park. They are not afraid to park the bus.
Feels like a moment from Suarez might fucking be in the cards.
A moment of brilliance.
Yeah, if I know Louis, like I think I know Louis.
And then you have anything for the games champions tomorrow?
Tomorrow. So I mentioned Bayern Munich yesterday. That money line has shot up to -190. I ain't laying that. Do with that what you will. I do like Real Madrid double chance at Chelsea, though.
Chelsea
has been a little out of sorts since
they lost their owner.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on with that club. So Real Madrid, I like them double chance at Chelsea tomorrow. -130, my friend.
Okay, let's head to...
Thursday, we got Europa. And we got a couple games Friday, and then right back into it. We got Man City, Liverpool on
that. Ooh, that's the one. That could be the league. Once tomorrow starts, and we have Masters and Opening Day, and NHL and NBA, and
it would be sweet footy if we had a golf guy who wanted to be in here.
Yeah, that would be nice
with Masters Week. You know?
You would think that.
You know, Tiger Woods playing. I feel like
you would think that
if we had a golf guy on site that wanted to be on the show, that'd be pretty sweet.
That would be sweet, wouldn't it? Yeah,
but whatever. That's fine.
That's fine.
I can take it on if need be.
Maybe we'll do it together.
We'll break it down.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do it together. Okay. Where do we want to start? You want to start on the ice?
Let's get it over with.
Oh, no.
Let's start on the ice. Let me make sure. I got three for tonight. Oh, boy. They're all 60 minutes.
Where am I
at? Oh, here? I also didn't know. I forgot the Bees were on a back-to-back. Yeah. All right. Let's go.
I got four.
Okay. Let's get it started. Fucking Rangers, Devils. Rags are in New Jersey. They are $1.50 favorites. Nick, how do you feel?
I don't trust them.
Nope, I don't.
I will stay away. I'm not touching the Devils or the Rangers. The Devils are a team that could score 7 goals or they could score 0. New York's rolling with their backup. I believe Georgiev is in tonight.
Oh, not Georgiev.
You know I love taking the Rangers when Georgiev's in. I think
they have another matchup with the Penguins coming up on Thursday.
Oh, is this a look ahead?
Could be. The Devils have now slipped to. They are last place in the Metro. Don't love it. Just staying away.
Go ahead.
I said I wasn't going to do it.
Here we both are doing it.
Rangers won 5 of 6 in New Jersey. Favorite in this matchup, 1-8 of 9. Rangers won 8 of 9 meetings. Yeah. Rangers won 5 of 6 road games. One more time. Give me the Rangers money line. If they lose, this will be the last time, at least this week.
Rags have lost 2 in a row.
Spiraling.
Devils have lost 3 in a row.
The Devils!
They also lost to the Devils on March 22nd Tuesday, a couple Tuesdays ago.
Rags are only 2 points ahead of the Penguins right now.
Yeah, the East is tight right there in the meaty part of the
I don't love
meaty
it.
Part of the bone.
We talked about it. If we take the Rangers, take the Devils probably.
I think the Rags got this one.
Are you going moneyline?
Yeah. You going 60 minute?
You get it even money.
Nah, I ain't fuck. I don't trust the Rags that much.
I'll lay the $1.50.
Yeah,
and I'll take Rangers money.
Play it safe, dude.
That would be the way I lean, but I just can't do it.
Fucking.
What about a rematch from this weekend?
Colorado going to Pittsburgh.
They did a home. Evenly matched. They did a home and home.
A little home and home. Colorado still got some injuries to some key guys. Kadri didn't play in the game with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh had a lot of good chances, too, that they just couldn't finish. That was a very evenly played game, and it was weird. The Penguins would score, and then Colorado would score. It happened
1 second later.
Seconds later.
It was.
I'm also going to stay away from this one. I do like the Pens' chances a lot more at home, but, you know, no thanks.
No thank you for me.
No touchy over here.
No touchy either.
No touchy.
What about the BJs and the Flyers? That's a fucking matchup for you.
It is, and it kind of stinks, but I will roll with the Philadelphia Flyers.
Wow, you love Flyers.
You fucking gritty, dude.
They got to win a game. They need to win. And
fucking Blue Jackets gritty.
Played an overtime game with the Bees last night.
Yeah, they did.
Good point.
Some tired legs possibly coming to Philadelphia. Philly's got a lot of young guys. They're trying to get in the lineup. Maybe they can do something. Let's go with the Flyers at home. -138.
Okay. The Sabres.
Ooh. Good 225 squadron.
Home pups.
Buffalo's good squadron right now.
Buffalo is playing some incredible hockey right now, for considering how bad they were the first half of the season. And Carolina doesn't have a ton to play for in this situation. So I'm probably, this is another one. I hate to do it, but I got to stay away again because Buffalo's keeping things close. Like, I don't hate the Buffalo +1.5 at -114, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because they've kept things close. But I just don't know. So okay. I'm staying away.
Okay. That's fine. Fucking speaking of back-to-backs and speaking of playing good hockey, Leafs +136 puppies heading into Florida.
We went against the Leafs last night.
We did.
With the coin. The Austin coin Matthews had a, we had a hell of a night.
Fucking Hattie.
I'm going to do it again. I'm going with Florida. Florida's very good on home ice. Big Bob is in net.
Big Bob's in.
Big Bob is in.
Bob's in.
Take the Florida Panthers -164.
Let me tell you something about the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay.
They've won 1 of 7 in Florida.
Nah, they don't love it.
They've won 1 of 5 as a road dog.
That one was last night.
And the Florida Panthers are 43-9 in their last 52 as a home favorite.
Very good.
Give me Big Bob and the lads, please.
That's a good record. Here's a fucking fun one. Sens and Habs.
Jeez.
Bottle of Canada.
Jeez.
The Habs have cooled off a little bit. And the Sens are coming off 2 straight wins, but both of those wins are over the Red Wings. So those probably don't even really count, to be honest with you. The Habs have beaten the Sens twice this year already, and they've outscored them 7-2 in those two games. Give me the Habs.
You're on the Habby Tons.
I'm on the Habs at home.
Wow.
The ghosts of Montreal. You know, let's do it, that whole thing.
Go on.
Play for Marty St. Louis. He's got the boys buzzing.
Hell yeah.
Even though they cooled off a little bit. Let's go Habs.
There you go.
All right.
105 money line.
Fucking Bees are going to Detroit. Detroit's lost 6 in a row.
The Red Wings absolutely stink.
They have lost. Oh, my God. They've been fucking horrendous.
I will take the Bruins in regulation, despite knowing that they played last night, too. Despite that game going overtime.
Swayman's in net.
The Bees are the much, 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 much better team. Still hot on a hell of a run. -135, 60-minute money line.
Yup.
Team run! Bruins!
Wear your mask if you can.
Never.
We roll on. Gumpy, this one will be of particular interest to you. The New York Islanders come to town to take on Texas.
Oh,
is a pistol. Oh, wow.
Dallas won 7 of the last 10. Pretty good.
Good squadron.
The Islanders, 11-3-1 on their last little run.
Okay.
Jeez.
The Islanders are playing some kind of hockey right now.
They are.
I think they're like.
I stayed away.
I think they're like 8 or 9 points out.
Can't do it.
They're within striking distance of a playoff spot.
Fuck.
I can't do it.
I will take the Islanders on the road as a dog, +108. Ooh. I don't love it. I don't like going against Gump in Texas hockey. I know what they're capable of. They're a sound squadron. I haven't got confirmation on who's in net. I don't know if you want to check your sources, Gump. I would expect Otter, but, you know, I just don't.
Hey,
know.
I mean, I don't fucking. The way Wedgie's playing.
Check your sources.
The way Wedgie's going. Yeah, it is Ottinger Varlamov for the Isles.
Yeah. Going with the Isles.
Texas hockey. Won 4 of 5 on one day's rest. 20-7 their last 27 home games. 25-9 their last 34 as a favorite, and 20-8 their last 28 as a home favorite.
It's a good barn.
Texas hockey, please and thank you.
Okay. Last game of the night is a game that I'm on.
Edmonton, are you San on Jose, it? You're on it?
You're on the Coilers?
I'm a big fade the Sharks guy. 60-minute fucking Coils for me.
Hope you don't get shark bit.
What's it at right now?
The 60?
Yeah.
Minus 120.
I'll jump on that with you.
Ooh. Yes. Fade the Sharks. Edmonton is they're 4-0, last four.
How's the pistol?
6-0 of the last six. However, versus a team, Tony, with a losing record.
You are wrong. There is one more game on the slate. Did I miss it? And this was the fatal error that I made last time. I did not wait until last to do the game for our friend.
Okay.
So I will do that tonight. There is
Minnesota
Wild minus 110 on the money.
All rise for the honorable coin.
Heading to Smashville.
He's a fucking working man. He's a working man again.
He needs a bounce back.
Come on. The Wild are minus 110. The Nashville Predators are minus 110.
I don't know who I would honestly take in this.
The Wild are hot as
a pistol.
Hot as a pistol. Hot as two rabbits fucking in a sock.
Very hot.
Nashville's a good ball club, too. Let's see what the coin says.
Minnesota will be heads. Nashville will be tails. And flip. Heads.
The coin is spoken. Who's heads?
Jeez.
Minnesota.
Thank you. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. What the fuck? Minnesota Wild minus 110. I wanted that side. I was pumped about it.
Well, that's all the more concerning that you couldn't remember which one.
I was double-checking.
The storied coin has got back to its working roots, showing up on back-to-back days, and Tony pissed all over it once again. Minnesota Wild money line.
I didn't piss. I just double-checked, okay? I didn't want to get
it
wrong.
Fucking double-check. Just no, damn it.
I didn't want to get it wrong.
Yeah.
Heads, tails, Wild, Prez, 110, 110. You know how many numbers that is, remember?
You don't need to know the numbers, just the side.
It's also only one number. You had to remember 110.
No. It's actually six numbers, dude.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking 110 and 110.
From the top rope, dude.
It's also a negative sign. Think about it.
That's good ice. That's good night on the ice.
It's good fucking...
It's good night on the ice. Good night on the pond.
So I'm on the rag 60 minute, the bees 60 minute, and the coils 60 minute. Yikes!
Ooh, I have Panthers money line, rags money line, Bruins 60 minute, Texas hockey money line.
Rags money line. Rags money line, not 60 minute. Rags money line, not 60
minute. I have Flyers money line, Habs money line, Florida. I was just so disgusted. The Florida Panthers money line, Boston Bruins 60 minute, Minnesota money line, New York Islanders money line, and Edmonton 60 minute.
Thank you, Nikki Skates.
One time. Boys.
It's
come on.
Time to head to the association. Big night. No games last night.
Huge night.
Many, many games tonight. We start in Orlando.
Jeez.
So these first few matchups are matchups of potentially teams that are not playing well versus teams that are not playing well. 8.5, I believe, is the number here. Orlando is home. Puppies. Cavs have not been good.
Cavs is dead.
Well, their 0-4 in their last four is a favorite. I can tell you that. They're 1-4. The last five road.
I don't know the last time they've covered a spread.
2-7, their last 9 overall. Orlando, 1-5, their last 6 overall. I mean, these as far as covering goes, these teams are not great. I'll be staying away.
I do have a bet on this game. The total over 221. Yeah. Both these teams are bottom 20. And or I guess bottom 10. There sorry,
they're both that's ranked. They're both ranked in the 20s.
Yep, they're both ranked in the 20s on defense. 210 seems like a or 220, mm-hmm. 110 on each side seems like a low number for that to me. So I'm just taking the over.
Sixers are 11.5 point favorites coming into this town. I'm not taking that one either.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to stay away from that one pretty heavily. Indiana's been getting these huge spreads as of late, mm-hmm. and they have not been covering
them. They stink.
Say it.
I mean.
Say it.
Bad basketball team.
Say it.
I've always said Indiana's a horrible basketball team. You should fade them. But right now, they're actually getting great. Like, they're getting big spreads. So, I'm staying away. That scares me.
Hawks and the Raptors?
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
Interesting. So I was looking at this earlier.
One team.
I was leaning Hawks.
Why may that be, Tony?
Why would you lean that way, Tony?
They're 5-0 in their last five overall. Mm-hmm.
What do you know about their travels to Canada, Tony?
They're 4-0 ATS, their last four versus teams with a winning record.
Mm-hmm. What do you know about their travels to Canada, Tony?
I don't.
Fuck Man City. Fuck!
They're 5-0 ATS, their last five as well.
Fuck!
Toronto is also a good ball club. I stayed away for these reasons. I'm not going. Man City went up 1-0 on Atletico.
De Bruyne.
Oh, it's always De Bruyne.
Yeah, it was De Bruyne.
What do you know about their travels to Toronto?
Toronto, they're 4-11, their last 15 in Canada.
I love going to Canada.
Hawks 2-5 ATS, last 7 as a dog. Uh-huh. Hawks 5-13, their last 18 road games. Hawks 0-5, their last 5 as a road
dog.
Sounds
like you like the Raptors.
Raptors 10-4 ATS, last 14. Uh-huh. Raptors 7-3 ATS, their last 10 games as a favorite. Oh, shit. Raptors minus 3.5, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I like them both, so I stayed away.
All right, me and Gump, you're throwing up the Dukes here. Ooh. I was thinking ATL.
Fight night!
Yeah, Atlanta's covered their last five. They've won their last five. That's the reason why I took them here. Toronto's been up and down. I just liked Atlanta getting points here. So,
speaking of getting points, Houston is 17-point dogs going into Brooklyn. What's Brooklyn 2-20 run covering at home?
1-20.
1-20. Brooklyn could be 0-20. I'm not going to take the Houston Rockets plus the 17. I'm going to stay away.
I'm taking the Houston Rockets plus the 17. Brooklyn Nets have been the worst team to bet on against the spread this year. If you've been fading them and the Lakers, you've been making a bunch of money. So I'm just going to keep riding that strategy.
Okay. This one was a game that I had eyeballed earlier. It's the Hornets at the Heat.
Oof.
The Heat stinks. Seem Oof. To have turned things back around a little bit. They have won 4 in a row. Oof. I like the Hornets. Let me check to make sure everybody who's playing should be playing. Oh, Lowry's a game time decision. So is fucking Tucker. I think I'm gonna take the. Give me the 5.5 with the Hornets. Miami has not been playing well at home. They are 4-0 ATS in the last 4 overall, though.
Yeah.
Give me the 5.5 with Charlotte. Anybody else?
No, thank you.
Nah. I'm going to stay away from that one.
Wow.
That makes me think I probably should have stayed away. I thought you'd be on the Hornets. Thunder are 4.5-point favorites against Portland. Anyone?
I got the under of that, actually. Okay. I just was looking at that. Let me find it again. Sorry. Nope. Actually, I took the over. Damn it.
Okay.
I was thinking of my reasoning, and it's probably just because it's a low total. Yeah, you can't really bet on either of these teams right now. So
sure, fucking fire it up, man.
There it is.
So this one has moved a little bit. The Bucks were -5 earlier today. It's up to 6.5 because Zachary LaVine is out. I was on the Bucks at 5. Well, I actually have it game time decision for Giannis. Bucks have lost 2 in a row, I believe. So I was looking for a bounce back here for the Bucks. Zach LaVine's out. I'm not going to make a pick now because I need to see if Giannis is playing or not. But if Giannis plays, which it seems like he's going to.
You lay it?
I don't know if I want to lay that.
You're going
to
lay fucking 6.5?
They lost two in a row. Need a bounce back.
Bucks have?
Yeah. Really? Right? Am I wrong?
All I remember is them.
I know they lost the Mavs. Nets.
Yeah, they did lose on Sunday.
And they lost. Let me make sure. They lost the Clippers. Well, the Clippers one wasn't really. They lost, but that Clippers one was. I remember everybody, nobody was playing.
Oh, okay.
So they lost the Mavs. So I'm looking for a bounce back.
There you go. Bulls haven't been playing great.
We'll see what happens with Giannis. Not an official pick.
All right.
No official picks on
that. Man, you like this one?
No, I absolutely hate this. I hate this. You don't know who's playing. You have no idea how either of these teams are going to play. The Bulls are the least consistent team in the NBA right now, probably.
Wiz are at the T-Wolves. T-Wolves are minus 12 and a half. I'll stay away.
No, thank you. You laying it?
I took the Wizards plus 12 and a half. Hey, baby, man. I don't really know why.
A lot of points.
It is. It's just a shit ton of points, and I've had bad luck betting either on or against the Timberwolves. I stayed away from them for about 2-3 weeks, so I'm hopping back against them here. Let's fight their Wizards.
Tell you what.
These spreads are huge.
I feel pretty good about this one, though. Call me crazy. I'll take the Spurs plus the 9 against the Denver Nuggets. Spurs, as you know, Mitt, what are they battling for?
Spurs? Oh, yeah, they have to win.
Tell them it.
They're technically battling the Lakers, exactly. I guess, for the play-in spot, the last play-in spot. The Spurs basically have got it. I mean, the Spurs have to lose 3 games out of their next 4, and the Lakers have to win 4 out of their next 4. There's no possible way that's going to happen. LeBron's not even playing tonight. Jeez. So.
Yeah, we'll get to that one. But the Spurs plus the 9. The Nuggets have not been great at home. 1-7 ATS their last 8 at home. 1-6 as a home favorite. Spurs 6-1 ATS in the last 7 overall. Plus the 9. I'll take the Spurs.
All right.
Here's an interesting one. What don't I know?
Yep.
Grizz are plus the 6 at Utah. I assume this is because the Grizz are locked in at 2. They're not going to 3. They're not going to 1.
These Grizz play basketball.
Exactly.
Nothing else matters, dude. They're
what was it? The same number against the Suns?
Yeah.
Last game?
6 or 5.5 or whatever.
Yeah.
I know that you and I are dying with the Grizz here.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about two teams who are.
What are they? 21 and Jazz, 2 without Ja? Or?
Jazz haven't covered 5 as a favorite.
No.
15-33-3, their last 51 overall ATS.
Remember they went on like a 20-game covering streak last year or whatever? Since then, they have obviously the covering hasn't been as good. So we're on the 6 here with Memphis, huh?
Yes, please.
Hell yeah. Whoa.
Okay.
Team Ride!
Pelicans and Kings, I got nothing. Spread is 8.
No, I'm done. That's 22.
I'm done as well.
Keep me out of that.
And the Lakers are 12-point puppies against the Suns.
Oh, that didn't even move after LeBron got ruled out. Oh,
I assume they just assumed he wasn't playing.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That's tough. Okay, so on the association, I got Hornets plus the 5.5, Spurs plus the 9, Memphis plus the 5 puppies tonight.
I have the Raptors minus 3.5, and I have the Grizzlies plus 6, please.
Oh, yeah, 6.
I have the over of Cleveland at Orlando, 221. I have Atlanta plus 4 at Toronto. I have Houston plus 17 at Brooklyn. I do have the over of 225.5 Portland at OKC. I have no idea why I put that in there. And then I have Memphis plus 5.5 at the Utah Jazz. Amazing bet, and then the under of Sacramento at Denver.
Why'd you do that?
Under 234.
Why'd you have to do that?
I don't believe in these gambling guy juju things that you guys do.
Apologize to them.
I will apologize to you.
No.
For making you mad.
You apologize to the gambling gods right now, on this program. You do it. Say it.
I'm sorry, Tony, for saying that.
You just apologize to the gambling gods. We don't need that bad juju around here.
Tony, I'm sticking with my guns here. I don't believe in bad juju. I will apologize to you for bringing that onto you, but
we'll see how tonight goes. If tonight doesn't go well, you're apologizing tomorrow.
That's fair.
That's fair.
You apologize tomorrow. Okay?
I will apologize to those things tomorrow if they are real.
Thank you. You'll say their names too.
Say their name, damn it.
All right, so that's Association NHL. That's the games for tonight.
That is all.
You gave out your footy picks for tomorrow.
Yes, sir. We'll have Europa League for Thursday.
NFL totals are out. We'll dive into those at some point. They're not going to change.
Take the Dolphins over now. Well, it's still 8.5. Okay. I'd hop on that. Then the under.
I believe the Steelers are at 7.5.
Take the under on Lions 6.5. That is way too high.
Coach Tomlin's never had a losing season. They expect him to have one of those. We'll see. We'll fucking see. Yeah, so we'll dive into the NHL totals here sometime here. They're not going to change. They're not going anywhere in the next few days. Opening day. Masters. Wow.
Bieber Granke. Remember how hot Brubaker started for the Pirates last year?
Yes, I do.
He's going up against Wainwright. Against Fry. Wainwright's
getting the fucking ball.
For the Cards? You kidding me?
He did pitch pretty well at the end of last year.
Why is Valdez starting opening
Framber?
For the Strohs?
Framber?
Yeah.
He's their guy.
Against Ohtani.
Molly and Freed.
If Astros are getting plus a half there, I will take it, actually.
You can take Mad Bum.
What's that?
Mad Bum? You take a Mad Bum against you?
Against Darvish?
Yeah.
Probably.
We'll see.
I'd like to see more than plus a half if possible.
Burns is a good match.
Could that be a plus 1.5? Remember how big of favorites Padres were every fucking game last year?
The Strohs zone is supposed to stink.
You got Mad Bum on the mound. You got a fighting shot, dude. That excited little maverick. To see what
these lines are.
Red Sox will be plus a half of Aldi versus Cole.
Oh, you see who we got on Friday?
What?
Mean John Means?
Wasn't the same last year when he came back.
Yeah, but he was at the beginning of the year. He was incredible.
Yeah.
So let's remember that.
Also, Robbie Ray throwing game one for the M's. I'll go down with the Mariners ship again, dude. They got a good pitching staff. I don't think we're going to get the numbers we did last year, though.
No, I don't think so either. All right, we'll break all that down tomorrow and moving forward throughout the week.
Forward!
Good luck!
God bless!
Hammer!
Dad!